A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, barely 12 hours since we recorded a previous piece of footage. Please go check out our reaction to the PlayStation Showcase, all of the reveals, all the breakdowns, etc. There was a lot of games to talk about, one of them being Metal Gear Solid Delta / Metal Gear Solid 3, the remake, remaster, upscale of the original game, and all the shenanigans that's coming out of that. There's a lot of back and forth, a lot of weird stuff to talk about, just how involved Hideo Kojima is, i.e. not at all, and the reaction that one Jeff Keighley seems to have had, ahead of the Summer Games Fest. Dude, getting out there retweeting all the reveals, all the different games that were coming out as part of the showcase, apart from Metal Gear. Man's standing in solidarity with Hideo Kojima, but we'll talk about him as we go. What do you think of the Delta stuff?
Here's the thing, Scott Telford. As we described in our big PlayStation Showcase review last night, the reveal of this trailer popped me like a balloon. I think it's a great trailer. You know, the build-up, the reveal, seeing Snake in all of his glory, Big Boss in all of his glory, in that fidelity. The screenshots that came after looked really crisp, look really cool, but in classic Metal Gear Solid fashion, this trailer, for me, has raised more questions than it has answered, and it's not about necessarily the game itself, it's about things like who is developing this game, is Kojima involved, how much of a remake is it going to be, like, stuff like that is kind of left us in the dark, maybe intentionally, but it's got a weird vibe to it, I think.
So, Konami are appearing to walk a very specific line here, where they want to connote the idea of Metal Gear, they want to remind you of Metal Gear Solid. The official Metal Gear Twitter is tweeting things out, which I'll read in a sec, that sound very Hideo Kojima-esque. You can tell that they're trying to channel the idea of the way that Kojima used to market his games. So the thing that the Metal Gear Solid official Twitter put out just last night, or in time with the reveal, is that the Delta symbol, because it literally just says Metal Gear Solid and then the Delta symbol, it's like a triangle, the Delta symbol was chosen because its meaning fits the concept of the remake project. Delta means change or difference without changing structure. Now, I kind of like that they're doing that, doing something more than just like a naked re-release of the same game. However, you know, like I said, Jeff Keighley's kind of been involved in this as well, because they also put out a message from development team without really clarifying who's actually making this game, whether it is just some sort of kind of, you know, offhanded internal project. It doesn't seem like Hideo has been consulted on it. You noticed he was retweeting someone celebrating the original Metal Gear Solid 3 trailer. And then Jeff Keighley's replying to this message from the development team just saying, okay, but who's actually making this game? So there is a weird thing there. We can talk about the Master Collection, we can talk about Konami's approach to Metal Gear overall, but this thing is, I don't know, it's making some waves.
It absolutely is, and look, I don't want to come on this video and say the game's going to be bad or anything like that. It's just, for me, Konami has a lot to prove. They've made a lot of great moves over the past year. I thought all of the Silent Hill games looked really good. That presentation as a whole was really promising. Obviously, I loved this trailer. It's just like, they need to do a little bit more to earn my trust again, because they broke it so hard 8 years ago. With all of the Metal Gear Solid 5 stuff, with the release of eFootball, with the handling of PT, so I need more concrete info. A trailer does it for me, but I need to know what exactly is being changed, who is developing it, what is their vision for the game, all of that stuff that's currently in the dark. Going back to what you said, though, about it being called Metal Gear Solid Delta, to me, I like the explanation for that, but my cynical brain thinks it's just a marketing thing of, well, we can't just say we're starting the remake project, if it is, with 3, because people will be saying, well, where's 2, where's 1? Yeah, so I wonder whether they start with this because it's a prequel, and then the next game is Metal Gear Solid 1 remake, and then there's Metal Gear Solid 2 remake, and there's Metal Gear Solid 4 remake, but instead of numbering them out of sync, they give them this new kind of addendum.
This is the weird line they're walking, because alongside the Metal Gear Solid 3 remake Delta project, whatever the hell you want to call this thing, that has screenshots to go with it, that is an upscale of the base biomes, the base level geometry that we had before, but now it looks a lot better, is the Master Collection, which was shown as a collection of Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, and 3 as they originally were, but upscaled, without changing the graphical presentation other than upscaling what was there before. And they've released screenshots to show what they're doing with this. And, you know, that whole idea of how do you onboard someone with the new game, this idea of treating Metal Gear Solid 3, renaming it Delta, and then making that the new one, so that people come in fresh on that one, but they also have access to the original Metal Gear Solid 3 in HD, and they also have access to Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2 as they were on the PS1 and PS2 with better graphics. I just think that is like a weird way of rolling this out. They're trying to satisfy the hardcore and the long-term fans with the remake, whilst also saying to new people, here's everything that you need to get caught up to speed, but also we're remaking the one that wouldn't be the most logical step in that direction.
Listen, it's weird, but I'm fine with it. Like I said on the review last night, you know, when it comes to remakes, I want them to exist alongside the originals. So yes, it might make for kind of strange messaging depending on what they want to do after Delta, if they do want to properly remake those older games, but I'm all for having both existing side by side and having the original version of Snake Eater, or you know, as close to the original as you can get without buying a PlayStation 2, readily available alongside this, you know, probably fancier remake that might change a few gameplay elements.
That's the weirdest thing. When you're saying, like, where do they go from here? It is worth knowing that on the Master Collection, it says Volume 1.
Yeah, it does.
And that's Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, and 3. But if we're restarting the timeline, like Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater is the first game in the chronology, but you also have Peace Walker, Portable Ops, Metal Gear Solid 5 in that whole, like, period in the timeline that's all set in the 80s. But, like, they're doing the Master Collection as Volume 1, Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Therefore implying that the next set of games would be 4 and 5?
I think they'd go for the next volume. I think there'll be 2 volumes. I think we'll have, you know, 1, 2, and 3 there. And I think next we'll have Peace Walker 4 and 5. Those seem to be the quote-unquote main games. Mm. Those are the Hideo Kojima-directed games. Peace Walker has already had a HD re-release. You know, it was bundled in with the HD versions of MGS3 and MGS 2. So if they do kind of split them into those volumes, that's a kind of way for you to experience the core, you know, timeline of the main Metal Gear Solid games.
Mm-hmm. That's the core thing that I'm curious about, is are they trying, as Konami, as someone who is getting back into gaming, you know, leaving the pachinko machines behind as much as they can, doing new Silent Hill, doing new Metal Gear, we still haven't heard about Castlevania yet, but attempting to sort of revitalize those IP, do they then have to try and walk that line of how do we get people on board whilst also satisfying the old school, and does that mean that you then roll the games out in chronological order? I think by doing 3 first, and they can argue that you can go play 2 first if you want to, by doing 3 with this much treatment, a lot of people will play that, and it will ruin some of the biggest twists from 2, because 3 in itself answered some of the details of what was going on behind the scenes in 2.
It will, right? It will, but I think they've been out for so long now that is obviously a case, but at the same time, I don't think that's as much of an issue, because it is a prequel, and I don't think it would impact 2 necessarily that much anyway. You know, I imagine there's quite a lot of people out there who might have even started with 3 regardless of when the games came out. You know, there are so many people who watch the Star Wars movies, for instance. They start with the prequels and then they go through in order of the timeline.
The machete order
rather than the order in which they were made. You know, this stuff's been happening a long time, and while I would prefer them to start where the game started with MGS1 and then go to 2, then go to 3, then go to 4, I can kind of see why they're doing this if they are taking the numbers out and then starting at the start of the timeline, which obviously is MGS3. It's a strange move, of course it is. Everything Konami does is extremely strange, but I think them remaking this in particular, or remaking any Metal Gear game, is kind of the only thing they can do right now. If they came out last night and announced Metal Gear Solid 6 or a full reboot or something like that, I think it would get a lot of backlash, because like I said before, the trust just isn't there with Konami. They need to prove first and foremost that they can treat this series with respect, because MGS Survive was not it in those terms. Mm-hmm. So if they come out with MGS Delta and is really good and it's really faithful and it's an authentic MGS experience, they can win back the trust of fans, and then they can kind of start doing whatever they want and kind of at least give us the idea that they are respecting the fans and they're respecting the IP. Whether or not that comes true, don't know.
That's the thing. We're filming this the morning after the showcase, and we'll see what else happens in regards to Jeff Keighley, in regards to Hideo Kojima. I don't see him being quiet about this going forward, especially if there's going to be a whole Konami mandate of rolling out his most beloved titles overall, because Kojima has tweeted a lot about Metal Gear across the last couple of years as he went back to various design docs for those games, you know, tweeting out development secrets and how they shot certain scenes and original ideas for characters and stuff like that. So he kind of has been reminding himself how much he loved the IP, even though he couldn't wait to get the F away from it when he was at Konami, for good reason, because they bolted him to it for about 15 years or 20 years. But still, I feel like if they're going to go down this road, that's like a fascinating thing to watch unfold, especially when Jeff Keighley literally missed a Summer Games Fest is retweeting every announcement from the showcase except the Metal Gear one, and then is chasing the official account going, well, who's developing it? What's going on? My friend's not happy. And I think that's a really interesting thing as well. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of the state of Metal Gear Solid. Do you want more? Do you want them to start with Metal Gear Solid 3, and which other games in the franchise should come after Volume 1 of the Master Collection? Also, this little video here is us reacting to the showcase itself, so please go relive those moments. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean JoshuaCulture.com.
I'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, I kind of did a big boss there myself.
Bye-bye.
No, that's crap.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.